Good morning. We are continuing with Chayyadim Hechash Shabbos, learning Klach of Avchav Zion. And we did Simon Vav, where he just discusses returning a draw cord back to its channel inside of a drawstring inside of its channel inside of, let's say, the hood of a sweatshirt, something of that sort. So one cannot do that. Because there's a gzera you might come to tie it, and putting in the first time we have an iser of tikkun mana as well. I want to clarify this knot that the person is making. The person puts the drawstring back in. It's not a new drawstring; it's the old one, so you don't have the tikkun mana issue. It's not a narrow channel, so you don't have the tircha issue. The only issue that you have is exactly that you might come to tie the knot. So why doesn't we say that let him tie the knot to be used to remain temporarily, and after Shabbos he'll untie the knot and retie it again? So what exactly is this gzera? So the Bir Halacha in Siman Shin Yud Zayin clarifies an interesting point. If you have a knot, which the Derech HaOlam is always to tie it, to leave it there permanently, with no intention to untie it. Even if this person ties it with intent to untie it, it doesn't help. It remains a kesher shel kayama, and it'll be an issur d'oraisa. So, for example, let's say a person tzitzis become undone. So it's clear in the Gemara that you cannot tie tzitzis on Shabbos. So the Bir Halacha says, why not? Why don't you just tie the tzitzis on Shabbos with intent to undo it within 24 hours? And then after Shabbos, you undo the tzitzis and redo them. So it's possible to fix your tzitzis on Shabbos. The deraisa, but the Gemara says not like that. So we have to assume, since the derech of tzitzis is not to do that. So it's baladai deitzu kolodim. He's making a kesher shel kayama. So the fact he plans to undo it within 24 hours becomes insignificant. So the quality of the knot, because it's there to do it permanently, leave it there permanently, that permanence which normally goes with it still remains, even though you intend to remove it. So it has the chumra of a kesher shel kayama. While we're on that topic, let's clarify a different example. On the other end, you have something which the derech is to leave it there permanently, but people really have no interest in keeping it there permanently. It just happens to remain permanently. But its need is for a limited time. So this is the source of this is a Rashi in Masechta Sukkah. Discusses the process of igud, of a lulav. Where are igud? Lulav, many Ashkenazim use this holder which attaches them. But the way the Gemara did it was they would tie it together. They would take some type of a material and use that to tie the adasim and the rabbis to the lulav. After the 7 days of sukkahs, they would discard the lulav with the adasim and the rabbis still attached to them. The knot was made to last for the duration of sukkahs, and afterwards you do not plan to untie it, but at that point in time it's irrelevant. You do not need the knot anymore. The whole thing is irrelevant. So you have a knot which is made for a short duration, but not a short duration in the sense that you're going to tie it afterwards, you're going to leave it, but the need of the knot is for a limited amount of time. Is that called a kesher shel kayama or not? So Rashi says that case is called a kesher shel kayama. It means Rashi understands that if you make a knot which you do not plan to undo, even though the need for it being together and being unified is limited, since there's no intent to undo it, and the derech is not to undo it, it's still considered a kesher shel kayama. If a person is throwing out the garbage bag and he makes a knot at the top of the garbage bag, he knots the ends together and throws it out, it will never be undone. The person he needed the knot to last from the time he took the bag out of the garbage can inside the house out to the garbage can outside. Afterwards, he has no need for it. But that is a kesher shel kayama. one would be dealing with a knot on a derisa level, a person would do that, even though the knot is only needed to last for a very short period of time, that's still be dealing with a issue of a kesher shal kayama derisa. Have a good day.